You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
My mission is to share with you everything I've learned from my 25 years in business, from idea inception to big business marketing strategies.
And my goal is to share with you social media money-making strategies to help you transform your idea into passive income, even when you have limited time and a tight budget.
All right, Brock, this one's all you. Take it away.
Yo, Brock Johnson here, and I'm coming to you today with a episode about how to have better Instagram posts. Maybe you don't have the most creative eye. Luckily, I was blessed with my mother's creative sense. My dad can't draw a stick figure. My mom has painted multiple pictures that hang in our house as if they are art. Fortunately, the 50% of me that came from my mom is the creative side. But even if you're not a creative type, maybe you don't have any eye for photography, this episode will still help you create better posts for Instagram, better looking posts, better engaging posts, and more aesthetically pleasing posts. Let's just start right there. Instagram is a place for beautiful photos. I wish it was a place where we could just throw up any kind of picture and it would perform well. I wish what mattered most was how authentic you were, how truthful you were, and how vulnerable you were with your followers. And even though all of those qualities really do matter and they really can set you apart on Instagram, at the end of the day, a good-looking post still matters. I'm pretty young. I'm 21 years old. I'm new to this whole entrepreneurship thing. So a lot of the quotes that I share are quotes from other people that I found online, not things I've come up with myself. But my whole life, I've dreamed of having something quotable. I came up with one for you. On Instagram, our goal is to stop the scroll. So there you have it. There's my first ever quote. Our goal is to stop the scroll. So if you share this episode on your Instagram stories, I would love it if you quoted me on that. Our goal is to stop the scroll. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you 5 tips to better stop people on their scroll throughout Instagram and create more aesthetically pleasing posts. Tip number 1, when you're taking your photos, use a tripod. Get your phones out of your own hands. There are so many cheap tripods available on Amazon that can be shipped to you next day, ready to use. But let's say you don't even want to wait for that. You don't even want to spend $15. Prop your phone up on a bookshelf. Balance your phone on a chair. Heck, I've even used a backpack as a tripod before. I propped my backpack up against my bike. I leaned my phone on my backpack. And next thing you know, I had a tripod to create a post for Instagram. So tip number 1 is to use some kind of device to get the phone out of your hands. The less selfies that we can take, the better. This isn't 2012. If we see your arm clearly holding up your phone, clearly making it a selfie, we're going to be a lot less interested and your post is going to be a lot less aesthetically pleasing than if you actually detach from your phone, step away, and allow for more free space. Once you set your phone up, you could buy a remote timer to just simply press a button and have the shutter take a picture on your phone, or you could use the free feature that almost all smartphones have, which is a timer. Every smartphone that I'm aware of has some kind of built-in timer. On the iPhone, it's either 3 seconds or 10 seconds. Once you click that button, you can run over to wherever you want to stand, get all prepped, get your big smile ready, and then the phone will take the photo for you. So tip number 1, move away from the camera, get your phone out of your hands, and do this by using a tripod. Tip number 2, have a clear focal point or focus of your photo. Avoid having trees, crowds, a cluttered background, or environments with lots of shadows. Generally, more clutter or more things going on in a photo is less appealing to our eyes because simply we don't know what to focus on. If you're using a DSLR or any other kind of professional camera, this will be a lot easier because of the depth of field. Depth of field is that blurry background that we all love. It's also what is available in focus mode on the Instagram Stories camera. The reason we love depth of field and the reason why it's so sought after in professional photography and video is because it clearly allows our eyes to know what to focus on. There are lots of apps available in both the App Store and the Google Play Store that allow you to do a fake depth of field, which is basically it allows you to put in that blur after you've already taken the photo. I would caution you to not overdo it on this focus, but having a nice depth of field does allow people to better understand what they should be focusing on. When we're scrolling through our feed, seeing hundreds, if not thousands of photos in a day, it is so appealing to see a post that our eye can easily and simply know what to focus on. And that brings me to tip number 3 when you're taking your photos, and that is the rule of thirds. In case you've never heard of it before, the rule of thirds is basically a photography rule that tells you where the most exciting or interesting pieces of an image should be. So basically, if you were to take your photo and divide it into thirds, both vertically and horizontally, which would create 9 little boxes, or another way to think about it is if you were to lay the game of tic-tac-toe over the top of your photo, where those lines intersect are the most interesting and exciting pieces of your photo. This makes sense when you're actually looking at a photo. When you watch newscasters, their head isn't perfectly centered in the middle of their screen. Typically, their head is on the upper third line. In case this still isn't making sense, which I totally understand why it wouldn't, it's a very visual concept and I'm trying to explain it to you verbally, you can just look up rule of thirds photography and you'll get a better understanding of what I'm talking about. Tip number 4 for taking better photos on your Instagram is to use lighting. Lighting is so huge. As I already talked about with focus, you should avoid places with lots of harsh shadows. Typically, we think that the best photos are at noon on a beautiful sunny day. The sky is blue, the sun is shining, it's gonna make for a great photo, right? Probably wrong. At noon or any time it's the middle of the day, the sun and the angle that it's hitting the earth causes harsh shadows across our face and whatever other objects are in our environment. That's why so many photographers love the golden hour. That's why they came up with the term the golden hour and why they call it the golden hour or the magic hour. In case you don't know what that is, the golden hour is the first hour of sunlight and the last hour of sunlight. The angle the sun is at the earth is a perfect lighting situation for your selfies or whatever photos you're taking. And it usually also creates a nice golden glow for your skin. Some other tips for lighting is to use as much natural lighting as possible. Move next to a window, move outside, and move away from those artificial lights. The reason for this is that usually most of the lights in our house are very yellow or even orange. However, natural sunlight is much more white. It's much brighter, and we can instantly tell. Our brains our whole lives have been conditioned to notice the difference between inside light and outside light. So as often as you can, move next to a window or even move outside when you're taking your photos. And you know what? Actually, this will be a bonus tip for your Instagram posts, and that is actually move outside altogether. Posts with more free space or posts that are taken outside versus inside can garner up to 80% more engagement on Instagram. So there's some incentive to get outside and exercise or to go on that road trip or to go for a hike. Photos that are taken outside perform much better than photos that are taken inside. And finally, my 5th tip for you to take better pictures or videos for your Instagram posts is to think about color composition. This is my final tip because you can think about color composition both before you take the photo and after you've taken the photo in terms of editing. My favorite app to deal with color composition, and by this I really mean filters and the general color scheme of your photo, is VSCO. VSCO. They have both an Apple and an Android app, and it's probably the most popular filter app available. Having a consistent filter or color scheme that's applied to all of your Instagram posts creates a better brand appeal, better brand awareness, and you're guaranteed that your photos look nice. If you look at my own Instagram, Brock11Johnson, you'll notice that I'm using a pretty consistent blue tone. I'm not overdoing it. There isn't a thick blue haze over all of my photos, but I'm making sure that the primary color in almost every one of my photos is blue. I'm doing this partially before I take the photos by making sure that I'm wearing blue, that the sky or the ocean is in the background, or that just something blue is in the photo. And I'm doing this after I take the photo by thinking about color composition and using apps like Visco and other filter apps to make sure that those blue tones pop off the photo. And sure, I'll throw in one more bonus tip for you. Look at other people's Instagrams. I keep a constant log of screenshots and saved posts from other people. I'm always looking for ideas of new photos I can take, and I'm also always checking out my own Instagram and seeing what kind of photos work best for me and what kind of photos don't. And remember, our goal is to stop the scroll. Happy networking.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day. This is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.